52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Unity and economic recovery are the main messages for tonight's State of the Union address. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says President Biden will work to convince Americans his policies are working to fight inflation.
There have been lots of impact. I think it's up for debate what kind of impact it's had. It probably is going to fall on what part of the aisle, what side of the aisle you fall on. But if you take a look at the numbers, a lot of the gains that he's made really are building on what his predecessor Donald Trump did. So he'll be touting the strength of the job market tonight for sure.
The death toll continues to rise following Monday's earthquake. More than 7,200 killed so far in Turkey and Syria. But there are also stories of hope. Cheers broke out after an entire family was rescued in a village today. In Ohio, no word yet on when residents near East Palestine can return home after being evacuated so teams could carry out a controlled chemical burn following a train derailment over the weekend. This is ABC News. Security is ramping up in Arizona to prepare for Sunday's Super Bowl.
With nearly 100,000 visitors expected to arrive for the Super Bowl, security is now on lockdown around State Farm Stadium in Glendale. The NFL's head of security saying there are no known credible threats. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is on site and says they're relying on ordinary Americans to do their part.
It is a message of vigilance. If you see something, say something. We all have to be alert.
Weapons of mass destruction teams are among those on site looking for signs of any chemical or biological threats. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Attorneys for Alec Baldwin filed a motion today to disqualify the special prosecutor who investigated the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Attorneys for Baldwin say the special prosecutor's position as a state lawmaker makes her ineligible. Baldwin faces two counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with Hutchins' death. This is ABC News.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee police officer is dead. The police department confirmed the officer was shot this morning on the city's south side, then died at the hospital. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says officers are responding to reports of a robbery. The officer got into a shootout with a teenage suspect who also died. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is urging people in Milwaukee to be engaged when it comes to reporting crimes in their neighborhoods. Former Western Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind has a new job. Kind says he's been hired as a senior policy advisor at Arnold & Porter. It's one of the biggest multinational law firms in the world. Kind served in Congress for 26 years. He chose not to run for re-election last fall. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night. Marquette plays UConn tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled and vote Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. What's the state of your Tuesday, Dom?
My state is strong, Crudy. Evan on the board. Happy days to you and our fair audience, man.
Of course, 8 o'clock tonight, President Joe Biden giving the State of the Union address. We're going to carry it live right here on the Civic Media Network. You're going to tune in here, and then you're going to stick around for post-speech coverage. We got some fine and able pundits, Dom. Our buddy, Vegas Joe Sopecki, Dem strategist. We got Bill McCashin, something of a Republican strategist. And our own Todd Alba, news director Terry Bell. And who else? Matt Flynn. I think Matt Flynn's going to be very direct about how much he loves Joe Biden's speech.
As Matt tends to be. Oh, he was on the Biden wagon real early, Matt was.
Matt, sort of our resident Biden-loving guy.
Yeah.
So it will be a cavalcade of Civic Media Network stars tonight, post-speech. And then the really, really exciting news. Joe Biden's coming to just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. And we've got some details. Finally got details. Quite late with the details. I'm a little disappointed with the White House. Call me, 844-967-2789. Here are details for our audience. Here's the media advisory. I hope I can share this with you. It says external, so, you know, if you send it out of the house, everybody can share it. Following the State of the Union, the president, that's Joe Biden, the vice president, Kamala Harris, and the cabinet will blitz the country to showcase how the president's plan is creating jobs, rebuilding our infrastructure, lowering costs for families, investing in our future, and delivering for families too often left behind. On Wednesday, February 8th, the president will travel to the Madison area of Wisconsin. He will discuss how his economic plan is creating good-paying union jobs and delivering real results for the American people. The president's arrival at Dane County Regional Airport will be open press. The president dropping Air Force One down the road at Truax Field, Dom. The president's remarks will be open press. Here's the only regretful part. By the way, the president will be at the airport press setting up at 8 a.m. And then you can come back in. I guess the president's going to arrive about 10:30, 11 o'clock in Madison. And then he's going out to apparently the LIUNA Training Center in DeForest, Wisconsin. I hope that's not a big secret either. Don't hold it against us. You can still bring the president on this fine radio show. We'd make time for President Biden tomorrow, wouldn't we, Don?
Absolutely. Always got time for the president.
So the president will do some lunch hour, like a nooner tomorrow, Don.
A nooner.
You got a noon Wednesday appointment with Uncle Joe in D-Town. My buddy JB, the pride of D-Town. He's going to be so excited. The president of the United States coming to beautiful DeForest, Wisconsin. Although I can tell you, you don't often hear DeForest described as beautiful, not by the locals. Of a President Biden coming, giving a little speech, talking about the strength of the U.S. economy, maybe bragging a little.
Yes, perhaps.
Some have speculated, maybe announcing a presidential bid.
Some have. You have.
Maybe a little early for that. I actually looked up historically. Democratic presidents usually announce right around the 1st of April. I thought I had read prior reporting that said historically they make a determination, or at least this president was going to make his intent known around the State of the Union time. And his outgoing chief of staff, Ron Klain, said effectively, I can't wait till President Joe Biden announces his reelected bid. So what a great venue. D-Town, Wisconsin. DeForest, baby. Do it in DeForest, Joe. Don, perhaps you're not as familiar as I. But if I think about working class Dane County, I think about DeForest. That would be the area. It's out kind of by the highway. I feel like it's a little more industrial minded, a little more blue collar, a little more working class than, let's say, Madison. Madison's a fine town, but certainly not a manufacturing town.
Is it rural? Are there dairy farms in DeForest?
Oh, sure. Come on, man. It's right. Wisconsin. There's dairy farms everywhere.
Well, there's no dairy farms in downtown Madison, man.
There are literally dairy farms right down the road here. On University Ave in Madison, there are dairy farms.
In the
on your
town
way
of
downtown.
Madison, you have dairy farms. All right. I did not know that.
As associated with the UW system, they've got some research labs where they keep the prize Guernseys uptown.
Okay. All right.
You didn't know, man, because you're not a true Wisconsinite.
Come on, man. I actually grew up out in the country, Cooter, so I am aware of it. That's why I'm kind of surprised if you tell me there's dairy farms in Madison.
Parents never drove you into a library, apparently.
The president coming to town. Obviously, tonight, State of the Union. Tomorrow, the nooner in DeForest. I'm looking forward to seeing how he addresses the infrastructure because, of course, this was a bipartisan bill, spent lots of money. And to my impression, I haven't seen a whole lot of reporting on it, you know, that really hasn't flushed through yet. That money has been perhaps allocated and ready to roll, but it takes a while for those things to get done. And
Shovel-ready jobs, Tom.
I've seen lots of construction on the roads, for example, but there's lots of other places we need infrastructure done. And given that, you know, this bill was passed fairly recently, I don't think we're going to see the benefits of that until perhaps later this summer, even.
Well, I would like to see the broadband investiture here in the state of Wisconsin. The former governor, Scott Walker, sent back $26 million in federal dollars. That somehow was a Republican's wise thought. We can't take any federal dollars from the black president, Obama, even though the state of Wisconsin could certainly use the investment in its broadband infrastructure. You know, I talk about radio all the time. Radio is still king in a lot of parts of Wisconsin because the broadband sucks.
Right, by default.
So I'm just telling you, that will be a big deal. The expansion of the broadband, the infrastructure investment. I saw the governor, Tony Evers, Democratic governor of Wisconsin, today suggested that he wants to use some of the federal dollars to make sure that local municipal budgets are healthy. You know, a lot of municipalities have been suffering through a pandemic, Tom.
Yeah.
And when the federal dollars run out, they're back to struggling again. Not that they haven't been through the entirety of the pandemic. But let me ask you, Tom, what is the state of our union? Not what's Joe Biden going to say, but what's your opinion? Well, I want to hear from the audience,
opinion,
too.
Yeah, sure. 844-967-2789. It's just not about my opinion. I think of the State of the Union as I think about like right track, wrong track. You know what I mean? I think you know, financially we're doing okay. I think I am concerned about the overall debt, but I think some things could be addressed. Like, I don't know, repealing the tax cuts that Donald Trump put in. You know, we can affect the revenue side as well as the expense side. The rising white nationalism, you know, the whole stop the steal, this whole QAnon, this living in a post-factual world thing. That very, very much concerns me. But that's not, I mean, that's part of the union, right? But I'm not part of that. Those are things that concern me. I'm not one of the QAnon folks. You know, those are the people that concern me. So I think there's certainly positive things. Roe v. Wade, right? The overturned, very bad. No action or very little action from Republicans as it pertains to any sort of sensible gun legislation, gun safety legislation, right? These are the easy ones. You know, the thing that most people want. Hell, legal weed across the country. That'd be nice. You know, stop putting people in jail for stupid things that are legal, depending on what street you're on. So, I mean, we have our challenges, but I am encouraged by Joe's track record. I think we're doing okay, considering everything this administration has inherited, coming from just the disaster that is Trump, but we're still dealing with that hangover. I mean, that funk is still on us. People are still getting arrested daily for attempting to, you know, overturn the government. That's a bad thing. So the state of our union is mixed. I guess it just depends on what side of the fence you're looking on.
Okay, so let me restate again for you, Mr. Rants-a-Lot. Half full? Would you say the state of our union is a glass half full?
Certainly.
Or half empty?
Half full. Absolutely.
When did you become an optimist? I've known you as a bubble burster your whole adult life.
Hey, man, I'm a realist. And if I happen to be optimistic, that's because that's how I'm feeling real that day. If I'm pessimistic, I'm real about it, man. I was very pessimistic under the Trump administration. I mean, the corruption and the lies and the BS and the allowing of this racist white nationalism to just come to the surface and be. Yeah, those things, I was very pessimistic about that. And of course, his handling of the pandemic that probably killed a million people more than it needed to. So, but now I think, you know, we've turned around a little bit. We've got a new administration. I am more confident in the ability of our government to perform its constitutional duties, and for it to do its part for the welfare of the general population.
Well, you lost me there with the functioning government statement. I don't know if you noticed, but Republicans are controlling the House right now. We're done with the good governance stuff. That ended at the midterms.
Well, just, yeah, I got it. Divided government is still a functioning government. Now, whether or not they decide to blow it up and shut it down based on this debt ceiling thing, I think a lot of people will be going short in the few months and make some money off of that. But I don't think that ultimately they'll crash the world economy because, you know, of Donald Trump's adding 25% of the total national debt in the last 4 years.
I would also has been a disintegration of people's respect for the U.S. Supreme Court. Certainly Dobbs played a part, but it's not just Dobbs. So you got a broken Congress,
a big part of it, you know, part of the insurrection. Yes, that's problematic when he's sitting justice. His wife is part of it.
So, really, three branches of government. That puts a lot of weight on Joe Biden. Flying into Madison tomorrow. Driving out to D-Town. Giving a little speech. Little Nooner will bring it to you live right here on Civic Media. And tonight, the State of the Union address, play it live, keep it locked. We'll be back.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app? Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 23. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 41. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 40.
A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Joe Biden coming to the Madison area, DeForest technically. D-Town, as my boy JB would call it. Joe Biden is going to do a little nooner in D-Town, Dom. Although Joe's notoriously late. I hope he didn't rent the space by the hour, if you know what I'm saying. You know, my wife's been out of town here for going on a week, Dom. I hope she gets back in time for a little afternoon delight before the show, maybe. You know what I'm saying, man? 844-967-2789. I wasn't. I think everyone knows what I'm saying, right?
No, please. Go into detail. What do you mean, Michael?
Here's what I mean, Dom. You know who's doing the Republican response tonight to the State of the Union address?
I do. Sarah Sucks to be Sanders is doing it.
Sarah Hucka Sanders. She is now the governor of the great state of Arkansas. Arkansas, depending on how you pronounce it. Remember when she was Trump's spokeslayer?
I do. It was terrible.
They're raising her up in the Republican Party. They don't hold that against her. They raise her up for it.
I don't know. Press secretary to the president to what? Governor of Arkansas? I'm not sure that's a promotion.
She's the chief executive of Arkansas, Dom.
You're right. My point.
Dom, Matthew Chapman over at the Raw Story, as I like to call it, they did a little compilation. Some of Hucka Sanders' biggest whoppers. Dom, I'd like to share a few with you in the audience. One, Donald Trump never advocated violence. On June 9, 2017, Sanders said, "The president in no way, form, or fashion has ever promoted or encouraged violence." That was Hucka Sanders' whopper of a quote. Except, it's not true, Dom.
No, really shocking.
Even by that point, years before, Trump told election deniers on January 6th to march to the Capitol and fight like hell, he had repeatedly advocated violence, including in a rally speech in which he told supporters, "Knock the crap out of anyone heckling him," and assuring them he would cover their legal expenses. Be careful with that offer. Trump often stiffs, but
be careful with any offer from Trump or the megas.
Just weeks after Hucka Sanders' statement, Trump did it again at an event honoring police officers, saying police should not be too nice to suspects and should let their head smack into the door while forcing them into the back of their vehicles, Dom.
I can only hope that would unfortunately accidentally happened to President Trump, former President Trump, when they finally take him into custody.
So Huck Sanders lied about Donald Trump never advocating violence. Going to help me or I got to do all the heavy lifting?
I don't have that one.
Well, let me tell you more then. Here's another whopper from Huck Sanders. Trump created 3 times more black jobs in 1 year than Obama created in 8. That was her claim, Don.
Yeah, come on.
Here is the specific quote. This president, since he took office, that'd be Trump, in a year and a half he's been here, has created 700,000 new jobs for African Americans, said Sanders in August 2018 at a press briefing. You know who was with her that day? Omarosa Manigault Newman, who was black, and released a scathing tell-all about her time in the White House. Here is more from Huck Sanders. When President Obama left after 8 years in office, he had only created 195,000 jobs for African Americans. She was right about Trump's numbers, but completely off about Obama's. The 195,000 figure came from subtracting the losses of black jobs in the 20 months of Obama's first term during the height of the financial crisis from the gains made in the first 20 months of his second term. Obama created about 4 times that many black jobs over the course of his presidency, something then communications official and Sanders' eventual successor, what did we call her? Lion Barbie? I forgot what Kayleigh McEnany's unofficial moniker was, but she admitted that in a tweet.
Grosser net. You know, it's an accounting thing. Don't worry your pretty little self about it. Here's one in Crudy. Trump stopped 4,000 terrorists at the border. Here's the quote. We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists came into our country illegally, and we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border, Sanders said in a January 2019 interview with Chris Wallace, then a reporter at Fox News. While justifying the expense and political capital Trump had spent fighting with Congress for the funds to construct his border wall. But Wallace was quick to correct her. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports, he replied. Yeah, at the airports, not the southern border. One more here of many others. The Mueller report is a total and complete exoneration of Trump. After the multi-year special counsel investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, known as the Mueller report, was finally released in March of 19, Sanders proclaimed to be a total and complete exoneration of the president of the United States. Except it wasn't. Even the report itself stated that, while this report does not conclude that the president committed the crime, it also does not exonerate him. Like, literally, quote-unquote, the same word is used. The report outlined a number of instances in which members of Trump's team sought to work with people they knew to be tied to the Kremlin, though it stopped short of finding these incidents rose to the level of criminal conspiracy, and outlined 10 separate incidences in which the president likely obstructed justice, turning these over to Congress for consideration. Impossible impeachment.
Remember one more. Huck Sanders said when James Comey got fired by her boss that she told the press that countless FBI agents told her they were glad Trump had gotten rid of Comey, a key part of the basis on which the administration could claim the firing wasn't political and they had just cause. She later admitted in an interview with investigators, in a setting in which this lie could have been a criminal matter, that her claim was not true, and trying to say it was a slip of the tongue.
Perfect mega to give the response to President Joe Biden. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
The Shaw 101.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Unity and economic recovery are the main messages for tonight's State of the Union address. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says President Biden will work to convince Americans his policies are working to fight inflation.
There have been lots of impact. I think it's up for debate what kind of impact it's had. It probably is going to fall on what
part of the aisle, what side of the aisle you fall on. But if you take a look at the numbers, a lot of the gains that he's made really are building on what his predecessor Donald Trump did. So he'll be touting the strength of the job market tonight for sure.
The death toll continues to rise following Monday's earthquake. More than 7,200 killed so far in Turkey and Syria. But there are also stories of hope. Cheers broke out after an entire family was rescued in a village today. In Ohio, no word yet on when residents near East Palestine can return home after being evacuated so teams could carry out a controlled chemical burn following a train derailment over the weekend. This is ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavner. Here's what you need to know. 15 residents of the Emerald Bay Retirement Community and Memory Care in the village of Hobart in Brown County are being evicted. The facility sent letters to the residents at the end of January and told them that as of February 28th, they'll no longer accept Medicaid payments because of rising labor costs and inflation. Previously, Emerald Bay said it had to pass costs on to private pay residents, who in some cases faced rent hikes of 18% to 24%. Barricades on four roads crossing tribal lands in Vilas County are still in place. This is a dispute between private landowners, but Governor Evers spoke with tribal leaders to make certain all parties are working towards a meaningful resolution. The Bureau of Indian Affairs sent notices to affected landowners as early as 2011, but no significant progress has been made by town officials to resolve those easement issues with the tribe. I'm Jane Matnier. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates. We ain't gonna take it.
Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a State of the Union Tuesday edition, playing it live right here on the Civic Media Network, starting at 8 o'clock Central. And stick around the post-speech coverage. A lot of fine guests. We should have booked them for our show, Dom. Instead of working really hard to provide our fair audience coverage, post-game coverage with guys like Joe Sopecki, Bill McCashin, Matt Flynn, Todd Alba, news director Terry Bell, and no Crudy or Dom. We were not asked to be a part, Dom.
That's because we're busting ass doing the greatest radio show ever right now, so I look forward to them, you know, trying to reach us and providing such great coverage.
Just my Rolodex, please. Just give us your Rolodex, please.
Crudy, Huckabee Sanders. I've seen this picture of her and Enrique Tarrio, you know, the Proud Boys guy on trial for seditious conspiracy. Apparently, this is a real photo of Huckabee Sanders, who's going to, you know, what now the governor of Arkansas, going to deliver the response for the mega GOP today, has a photo of her and Tarrio at the Trump Hotel in 2019, man, hanging around the Proud Boys. So, I mean, again, that along with, of course, we read off just a few of her biggest whoppers. Consider the source. And I know I've seen, those headlines, Republicans lamenting the fact they don't want to go see Joe Biden sit there and lie to him and lie to him. I think, well, what about what Huckabee Sanders has? I mean, literally, you can look at her record of what she said as a spokesperson, see the company she keeps, and you're fine with that? Of course you are, because you're mega Proud Boys.
844-967-2789. Don Walder's time. Let's turn our attention to some backyard politics. Your Senate, State Senator,
yes,
has resigned, Alberta Darling, after like 192 years.
Yes,
she has stepped down from the Senate.
Yes.
Gonna miss her.
You know, I mean, considering what's up and coming in the mega GOP, in some ways, at least compared to the rest of that flock, yeah, you might.
No, I won't. Because she used to be a moderate and she sold her soul for a little bit of power on the Joint Finance Committee. But anyways, Dom, there are some candidates to replace her. And who is the Democrat, Dom? Who's the candidate?
Jody Habish-Sinikin of Whitefish Bay, a marvelous Democratic candidate. Vote for her.
A lawyer by vocation, my understanding. And then we've got a couple of Republicans, at least a couple, Dom. It was a broad field. Lots of people want that spot. But I want to target our attention to Janelle Branchon.
He's the most mega person running. I don't know, it's pretty close, but I have to give her the leg up over Dan Canodal.
She did speak at the Trump rally in Waukesha. She did endorse Speaker Robin Voss's opponent, Adam Steen, at that rally, I do believe, Dom. She has been stripped of her committee assignments in the assembly, and she has also been barred from the Republican caucus. And she saw that momentum she had built and said, well, then, damn it, I'm running for the state Senate.
I can do this. I mean, look at my track. Look at the wake I have left. Look at my track record. This is my seat to lose.
And what is her advocacy? In case you are unfamiliar with the work of Janelle Branchon, she has been the leading election denier here in the state of Wisconsin. And once upon a time, she was the darling of the GOP, you know, when it was good about engaging the base. And, you know, they were giggling about finding allegations of voter fraud, stuff like that. Fan the flames, right?
Yes.
Well, it looks like the Prairie Fire kind of got away from the party a bit. And now they're trying to extinguish some of the flames, some of the strength of the Janelle Branchon candidacy, Dom. There is a Republican pack. They're trying to clip her wings, if you will. Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel. A Wisconsin state legislative race is the new target of a national Republican group created to support the re-elections of GOP members of Congress who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump following the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection. Americans for Country First. You know, I've never liked the Republican super PAC until perhaps now, Dom. Americans for Country First is spending at least $55,000 on ads criticizing State Rep. Janelle Branchon.
Yeah.
A Republican from Menominee Falls who is seeking a seat in the state Senate in a special election this spring. She faces State Rep. Dan Canodal of Germantown and Thiensville Village President Van Mobley in a February 21st Republican primary. The winner will go on to face Jody Habish-Sinikin, as you mentioned, Dom, of Whitefish Bay. She's the good one. She's the Democrat. But I would point out, Dom, no offense to Thiensville Village President Van Mobley, he's probably a little less profiled than the two current state assembly members. And one is the aforementioned election-denying Janelle Branchon. And the other wrote a letter to the vice president on the day before the insurrection asking him not to certify the vote for Joe Biden. kick it back for like 10 days to the state legislature. Let us do some malfeasance here on the Republican state legislative side. So they're kind of both insurrectionist, as far as I would be concerned, Dom. The election denier and the election denier.
Right, man.
And then I don't know the resume of Thiensville Village President Van Mobley, but he better not be an election denier. Or the one we would recommend you vote for, Jody Habish-Senekin of Whitefish Bay. A little bit more about this ad, though, Dom. In the ad, Branchon is described as inept, unqualified, ineffective, citing words from her caucus leader, Assembly Speaker Robin Foss.
This is what they say about her inside the party to her face.
That's how he described Branchon following the midterm elections, Dom. Here's a little bit more. Branchon spends her time tearing others down and dividing the state. She's not fighting for us. She's promoting herself, the ad says, using a voiceover and a photo of Branchon speaking at a rally Trump held ahead of the August primary election. She was lovely that day, Dom. Sleeveless, showing off the arms. She's got some pipes there. And the Joe Biden-style aviator sunglasses. I noted, though, and I made this observation. We were at that rally. We broadcast live, Dom. Sort of a warm day in August.
Yes, it was.
As often as Trump likes to kiss all the women that appear on the podium with him, think your girl, Aaliyah, Leah Vukmir, the former Senate candidate when he came to Mosinee, all those days back when, Dom.
Yes, so long ago.
She got a big smooch on the lips. Not from you. She gave you a little coy. How you doing, Dom? Sort of that little wave from the stairs.
I get that a lot.
But she gave Trump the big Trump tic-tac celebrity kiss, right? And what was my prediction of Janelle Branchon? He would not kiss her.
No, yeah, right.
Have you seen that face? He would not kiss her.
Not his type, perhaps. But, you know, Trump said all sorts of things. Branchon, according to Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, did not immediately respond to the ads. First reported by WisPolitics.com or from a group founded in 2021 by Adam Kinzinger, the former Illinois congressman who helped lead a U.S. House investigation into Trump, Trump's involvement in the attack, and has been outspoken against Republicans who embraced Trump's false claims about the 2020 election. Branchon is one of those Republicans.
Wouldn't we be better off, no offense to the Adam Kinzinger advisors and others, forming this Republican super PAC, but wouldn't we be better off lifting up Branchon?
And playing that, right, kind of what the Democrats did in some of those real, you know, those races where they actually put money into the crazy megas to hope to get them past the primary so they would eventually lose the general.
Well, that has kind of been my same strategy in accepting the Dan Kelly super PAC ads. I want to see him win the primary, Dom. I'm just saying, but please continue.
Republican members of the state assembly voted to expel Branchon from private caucus meetings. We know this. After Trump began falsely claiming his 2020 loss in Wisconsin was a result of massive voter fraud, Branchon used her position as chairwoman of the Assembly Elections Committee to promote baseless conspiracy theories about the state's election system and gave a platform in the state capitol to election deniers through committee hearings. Branchon received an endorsement and public praise from Trump as a result. Now, Crudy, weren't the whitey-righty talk radio, weren't those some of those folks invited to these committee hearings?
Dan O'Donnell was literally the only invited guest. This was December. This was about the same time frame that the false Trump electors were casting their fraudulent, I would allege criminally fraudulent, votes for Trump. But the first time, you know, the whole devil tree thing, Dom. First time I ever showed up at the locked Wisconsin State Capitol. It had been opened for a elections commission assembly hearing led by Janelle Branchon. One speaker only, righty whitey talk radio host Dan O'Donnell. And they broadcast the hearing throughout the Capitol Rotunda. So as I was decorating the Republican tree and turning it into the devil tree, first run at it before I, you know, got smart and super glued the ornaments on and made a real statement out of it.
Before it got out of control.
Just when it was about the pretty red garland they had stolen from us.
I can't believe they stole garland.
As I was decorating the devil tree, much to the chagrin of the Republican support of the Jesus loving sorts, I was listening to the false testimony. Dan O'Donnell bearing false witness to the rampant election fraud that justified what was going to soon come next, which was the January 6th action, the letter from Dan Knodel to the vice president, and the 2+ years that Janelle Branchen has spent denying the outcome of the last election, seeking to decertify the outcome in the state of Wisconsin, and becoming an embarrassment to her own caucus, Dom, and soon to be, perhaps, a state senator. Your state senator.
No, God, no, say it ain't so. Crudio, just a little bit more here. As mentioned, I think we want to reiterate and let the people know, because this is very troublesome. These are the Republicans that are have the best shot, I guess, at this Wisconsin Senate District number 8, my Senate district. The group running digital ads against Branchen describes itself as a super PAC dedicated to supporting principled Republican candidates in GOP primaries, according to the website. While the group has so far focused on Branchen, Knodel has also embraced Trump's election distortions. A day before the results of the 2020 presidential election were scheduled to be certified by Congress, Knodel and 14 other Wisconsin lawmakers signed a letter urging then-Vice President Mike Pence to delay the certification. Here's what it said in their letter. The 2020 election witnessed an unprecedented and admitted defiance of state law and procedural irregularities, raising questions about the validity of hundreds of thousands of ballots in our respective states.
No, it didn't.
The letter read.
You can say it, but that doesn't make it true, Knodel.
And finally, as Molly Beck concludes at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the National Republican State Leadership Committee is spending $163,000 on behalf of Knodel through television ads, mailers, and text messaging, according to state campaign finance records. So I think the Republicans know which way they're going, at least maybe the traditional quote-unquote, or I don't even know what that means anymore. But I would also remind this audience, my understanding, Janelle Branchen went to Arizona, right? To
Maricopa County, baby.
To witness the cyber ninjas. And Christina Bopp, through her, one of her, you know, I don't know, 501c3 charity organizations, funded the bill, paid for Janelle Branchen and crew to go and witness, you know, this debacle that was the cyber ninjas audit that actually gave, what, Joe Biden more votes.
Well, Dominic, at least Branchen got her money from a super PAC. Gableman stuck we, the taxpayers, in the great state of Wisconsin with the tab. Not only did he go to Maricopa County for the cyber ninjas, you know, their forensic audit or whatever they were calling it, he also went to the cyber symposium of Mike Lindell in South Dakota, if you'll recall. And stuck us with the tab.
Well, you know, you put it that way, it makes it seem like it's all his fault, Gableman's fault. But he may have spent the money, but Robin Voss authorized the money to be spent.
$2 million and counting.
And counting!
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're not going to take it. Well, we will take your phone calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. Go in there next. Come back with us. The Tuesday State of the Union edition, the state of this show, super cool.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 23. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 40.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to us all. Going to the phones at 844-967-2789. Sarah from Oregon, you are next. Welcome, Sarah. What do you got for us?
Hi, I got two problems, guys. I can't find pizza box, and I can't figure out where you put them.
We got them in the box next to the Gems cage. No, Pizza Box Mike will return to the Civic Media airwaves on the brand new Mad Radio this Friday night, Sarah. You got to tune in at 7 o'clock. Okay. Pizza Box Mike will be live. Our producer, Evan's going to help him out and make sure it's super cool on the airwaves once again.
Good. I have another issue. Now, this is probably going to be quite a shocker, but would you please, please consider taking Tom Hartman off your roster? I really don't need to hear another idiot spewing U.S. propaganda, pro-Ukraine war propaganda. I really come to your radio station to hear the truth, not a bunch of crap.
Well, what part? Tom Hartman's a pretty damn smart guy, Sarah. So let me ask you, what do you think he's misleading you on?
About every single thing. You know, the propaganda that has been going on for so long, it's hard to even know where to begin.
Well, give me something to work with, Sarah. Give me one example of the propaganda.
This is all Russia aggression. Lie number one.
What do you think it is, Sarah?
Oh, God. What do I think what is?
Well, Sarah, I would say when a country invades your country, that's pretty aggressive. And Russia invaded Ukraine.
Russia has not invaded.
Sarah, I'm going to stop you right there, sister. I appreciate you listening, but somewhere along the line, you have been terribly misinformed. And Tom Hartman's trying to give you the truth, and I'm trying to give you the truth right now. Very important thing around here. The truth is, certainly we, the American people, and I look back, my own experience with the U.S. military was after Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990. And my understanding is there were some cooked satellite photos that they showed the Iraqi troops on the border with Kuwait, and it was suggested that that was trumped up. And certainly I know that post 9/11, the second war in Iraq, that was manufactured by the George W. Bush administration. That was under false pretense, Sarah. But Putin has invaded, and the Russians have invaded Ukraine. That's not propaganda. That's the truth. And the Ukrainian response, the fact that we, the American people, and Germany and different European nations have started arming the Ukrainians, that is a necessary response, I would say, in one man's opinion, to the fact that their country's been invaded by Russia. But you can look at the satellite photos. You can look at the devastation to the nation. Nobody made that up, Sarah. Sarah, I think her name. That happened. It's happening in real time. People are dying. That is not the military-industrial complex, in this case, banging the drums of war. Putin did that for us.
844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, you are next. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey,
And, of course, Putin got 100,000 Russian troops killed in his bungled invasion of Ukraine.
I didn't call it a successful invasion. I would say as a military endeavor, it's been the worst probably thing of Putin's career and probably will end his reign eventually, because eventually they're going to take, not advocating, but someone from inside the Russian military is going to get sick of being cannon fodder, and they might just frag the president of Russia.
Well, people fall out of windows and down the stairs a lot in Russia these days.
Palladium Jake, so. Handshakes and all that, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you. I know how the FSB or the former KGB works. I got to say something for Tom Hartman. please keep Tom Hartman on there. I would say so. I would say you've done a great job keeping him on there. That's the way to go. And by the way, he had some great things to say about Civic Media, just so you know. I was on his show on January 25th in the second hour of his program, and he had several things to say about you guys that were fantastic. In fact, would make a great ad for Civic Media. But I got to say something about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or should I say, you know, Honey Boo Boo. She looks like a human Picasso painting. She's got one eye looking this way, one eye looking the other way.
She sort of resembles our former governor, Scott Walker, in that regard, that Marty Feldman thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not her fault that, you know, inbreeding clearly is part of, you know, the Huckabee family plan, apparently. But, you know, God, Arkansas really is scraping the barrel these days, aren't they? I mean, back in the day, they had a high IQ guy like Bill Clinton as governor. And now they got Sarah Huckabee, Colonel Sanders, Honey Boo Huckabee as governor. I just can't wait to see that speech because I need a good laugh tonight.
Well, Jake, you may just get one. Sarah Huckabee Sanders giving the Republican response after the president's State of the Union address. I suspect we will try to run the Republican response here at Civic Media. No promises, though.
you never know what the tech
room is. During the governor of the state of Wisconsin, we did his State of the State address. And then apparently the Republican response missed it by that much. Sorry, Robin Voss. 844-967-2789. Betsy from Madison, there's a pal of ours. How you doing, Betsy?
Hey, Betsy.
Really good. Oh, really happy. It's Mad Radio. Makes sense, Curdy. I love it. Madtown and all that. But, please. Tom Hartman is like everything to me. What I'm saying is he's very important to our progressive movement. And
he's the number 9 opinion. Talker in America in the Heavy 100 in our little talk radio industry. Betsy, he's like one of the big guys, like the only liberal big guy. But you realize around the state of Wisconsin, Civic Media, our game plan has broadly been to be hometown Wisconsin radio. And as much as I love Tom Hartman, I've been listening to the man for 15 years. He only plays here in Madison, Betsy, because that has been the tradition here in Madison for a lot of years. But no offense to Tom, if it was logical and we thought we could inform Wisconsinites better by giving them Wisconsin content, we would probably do that, Betsy, because there are national media outlets. And Tom, you can hear Tom in a lot of places, especially right here on Mad Radio 92.7 in Madison. But I'm just telling you, Betsy, the broader plan, the Civic Media plan, is to change the face of Wisconsin. And I would say absolutely. Many times that requires having conversations, you know, about what's happening in our backyard. So I love Tom. Tom ain't going anywhere, not as long as I'm the unofficial, not ordained program director around here, but you know, at some point it might be a fight. We'll see how it goes, Betsy.
Okay, love you guys. Thank you for your everything that you've done. Wow. I mean it.
Keep it locked, right? Sorry to cut you short, Betsy, but keep it locked right here, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, all the way through the State of the Union address, and maybe Huckabee Sanders' response, maybe. Probably not.
Hey, this is Matt.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.